You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And good morning to, this is a wonderful Monday here. We're just now starting to work our way through April. We'll do it quickly, so, you know, pay attention. This is the front line. We have a wonderful, I think an incredibly powerful program for you today. So, you know, buckle up your seatbelts on your chairs and couches and or in your car. You've already done that, hopefully. If not, you better. And before I introduce our guest, though, I have to introduce my brother, our co-host, Ed Skiba.
I didn't mean to be a chore for you. I have to.
Well, it's not a
it's
chore,
absolutely
Ed.
Necessary, or he'll pout and go home.
I told our guest that there's something in the Old Testament that requires this. I can't quote the scripture
the
right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, it's great to have you with us, Ed.
Hallelujah, he is risen.
Amen. Hallelujah, he is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
And that's
what a wonderful Easter Sunday we
amen.
Had.
Yeah, cool. You had
oh,
a crowd
man,
there.
This is my favorite time of the year. This is what sets us apart from every other belief system and religion in the world is the resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
And praise God for that. Boy, amen. I'll tell you, I'm just overwhelmed with joy because of Easter.
Me too, you know, and you bring it down to the personal level and promises for our resurrection with him too.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
And our dear daughter is not here with us today, so I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Anne is doing a little teaching today, so we miss her, but we're happy.
Amen.
We have a wonderful studio full of anointed people, and we're going to be hearing about them. Dorothy Kraft, who's been with us before and in various brought various wonderful truth to us. And Dorothy, on a personal note, if I hope we never have a hurricane that really turns out that knocks our power out for a while, but if that happens, would you come by my house and let me plug into you, because you have so much energy you could power a small town.
I appreciate that.
bring Toto with you.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. I have to.
This is
without caffeine or energy drinks or anything.
I know, this is you.
Yeah, could you imagine me on that?
I don't want to think about that. Although we could send you to certain trouble spots in the world and you could fix it in a week.
Yeah.
No question.
There you go.
But anyway.
With God's help, I sure will.
It's a gift, and I acknowledge that. It's part of who you are, and God uses you in a powerful way.
Thank you.
And today, Dorothy is going to share with us for liberty and justice, which is, in my view, it's a wonderfully anointed movement within the church. And she's going to talk more about that. So rather than me stepping on your thunder, I'm just going to let you go and introduce to you all the folks you have with you, and then let's talk about for liberty and justice.
I would absolutely love to do that. I just want to say thank you for having us today and being able to speak this truth out and to get this information out on this movement that we're affiliated with. So I wanted to introduce my pastor's wife, Pastor Jan Mozingo. I have the world's best pastors, and I know everybody says that about their pastors, but I really do. Pastors Jan and Pastor Todd, they have really laid the groundwork for a lot of what we're going to talk today. So I know she's got a lot to share and a lot that really good stuff on her heart. So I won't steal her thunder on that, but wanted just to say so thankful and grateful for the support and just the love that you guys give to us all the time. You guys are just amazing. And then I have my partner in crime is what I call her, Gloria Tucker. She is what we call a leader in the movement. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. It's called a chapter, you know, because we have these specific within the organization. Mm-hmm. We have chapters is what we call them. So she's a chapter lead. And I'm so grateful and thankful and honored to have her as not only walking this walk with me, but also being my friend.
Instead of crime, how about counterpart. There you I like go. That better.
Partnering.
Okay. Partnering, counterpart.
I'm
just a counterpart.
I'm your counterpart. How's
I
that?
I like that. Okay.
There you go. Much, much better. Yeah.
I like that too. Yes, very much so.
Well, tell, I think in the beginning, what is For Liberty and Justice? In other words, what is its purpose?
Sure.
And how did it begin?
Yeah, I can tell you in three short sentences. Mobilize the church, wake up the city, and take a stand for liberty and justice. Mm. So you're like, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, when you talk about mobilizing the church, we're talking about not just pastors or the church at large. Because I think one of the things that we're missing in today's society is understanding the identity of who the church really is. Mm-hmm. And that's you. That's me. Mm-hmm. We're the church. It's not a building. It's Amen. Not those four walls.
Yes.
It's not us coming together and just keeping it within ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's really about us being the salt and the light of the world. That's what we're called to be. And that's what God has asked us to be. And I think we kind of forgot who we are. Also, we also know that Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot or blemish.
Amen. Amen.
So I think that when you're looking at all of that and you're kind of putting all of that together, I see it as we've lost our identity. Mm-hmm. We've lost our purpose. And so I think that God and the Holy Spirit, through His Holy Spirit, is really resurrecting that. You had asked me before we got on, what would you call this? Is this a movement? And I would say, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We see what God is doing across our nation. We see mm-hmm. what He is doing across the world. And we want to give practical ways to join in and be a part of that and understand what it is that our calling is mm-hmm. as the church. So mobilizing the church is getting involved in culture. Mm-hmm. Culture Amen. Has been dictating Amen. A lot yeah. of what we're allowed to do. We saw in COVID, we saw the very beginnings of it. I think for me, I'm a Gen Xer. The cat mm-hmm. is out of the bag. That'll give you a kind of an idea. I'm a mom and a grandma.
Knocking on the door.
I just found out that I actually am going to have two more grandbabies coming this year. So, yeah, I'm really excited That's about that. Great. So I'll have a total of five by the end of this year. But, you know, one of the things that the Lord really was putting on my heart was as I'm looking around and I'm seeing that we're not as patriotic as we used to be. We don't have an understanding absolutely. Of what God did and how He chose this land and how He chose this country to come and be in existence. And so when you're looking at all of that and then when you've got more years behind you than you do in front of you, you start to think about legacy. You think about what is it that I'm leaving behind, right?
I'm 82. Tell me about it.
Exactly. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, you start to sit there and say, okay, I don't really like what I see. Mm-hmm. According to my Christian values, according to what I believe, I believe that Jesus is the answer. I believe Jesus is the answer for anxiety and depression and the different challenges that we come across. Mm-hmm. It's not that we have these lives that don't have issues. It's just that there is an answer to help us get through that or walk through you mm-hmm. with that and give you an answer for that. And so when you look at culture, we're looking at our children. Our children mm-hmm. are so confused. There's a statistic out there that almost like half of the children in school right now think that they are the opposite sex. Like there's this transgendered, thought process going on. And just all of this. And we just see a real attack on our children. And of course, when you start talking to a mama bear, which mm-hmm. I am, you start to realize I've got to get into this fight. I can't stand on the sidelines. Yep. I've got to get involved. And this isn't about politics. This is a spiritual thing. These people that are sitting in our offices, in these political governmental offices, they are the ones that are making policy that Absolutely. Directly affect us.
Absolutely.
And so if you don't have somebody that's in there speaking godly values or have a godly compass on all of that or have an understanding of what this country was built on, I believe it was John Adams who said that the laws and the reason that this country was built was it is for a moral and religious people.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And
Amen.
that is Western culture, yeah. right? That is what Western civilization has been built on, is yep. the Judeo-Christian values that we have.
Absolutely.
And we've gotten so away from that, we're afraid to stand in the public arena and say, this is what we believe, this is why mm-hmm. we believe this. We believe that the Ten Commandments, those godly morals and values that are found in the Bible, will give you a great, wonderful, healthy life if you follow those. It's not about a black and white, do this because God is this big God up there that's ready to squish you like a bug. It's not like that. He's a loving, beautiful father. It took me a little while to figure that out yeah. because of my past. And so I understand the struggle that sometimes mm-hmm. we can't relate to him in yeah. that in that way because we don't know who his attributes are. And so I know I'm throwing a lot out there to kind of give you a picture, but I really believe that if people would understand that we are in a spiritual fight, and that if we could understand what our identity is in that, then game over. We would win. We're going to win eventually, but what's it going to take in order to get there?
That's a topic yes. close to my heart.
Yeah.
The church has abdicated their responsibility to
she
be
sure
salt
has.
And light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we want to get godly candidates. Our whole goal is mobilizing the church. So the minimum that we have as a duty as citizens of the United States and as citizens of heaven is to vote our godly values.
Absolutely.
The next step is, how about you run for office? I know it can seem intimidating. So this is what Liberty and Justice does. We have a campaign university. We teach candidates how to run on godly values, how to do that. We also train staffers because you can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. So we know that. And maybe you just want to be an activist. Maybe you want to get on an advisory board. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know in their own communities. Here in Martin County, Florida, we have almost 40 different advisory boards. Mm-hmm. Now, some mm-hmm. of those are appointed. Some of those you have to be voted into, right. so on and so forth. You got to know your commissioner or whatever. But again, maybe you want to be on the library advisory board. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, Kirk Cameron, I don't know if you remember, he wrote a children's book.
Yeah.
He wanted to go into public libraries, and they were willing to have drag queens do story time to little ones, but they were not allowing Kirk Cameron to come in and use the same facilities to read his book to little ones. And so that's very disturbing. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if you had a Christian who was on an advisory board in that community, on the library advisory board, the minute that request went through, that would be known, and then it would also be known how it was going to be handled. Mm-hmm. Or they could speak to it. Okay, you know, maybe the librarians or those folks that were in charge of making those decisions, it could have been escalated or bumped up, and they would have known, no, everybody has a right to do that, or do we really want even these drag queens coming in? It just makes it an awareness. God gave me a vision. I'm going to show my Gen X age. But do you remember pinball machines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, they're fun. And so the Lord gave me an idea that those bumpers that, you know, the ball is bouncing off of would be believers in every area of every one of these advisory boards or in our communities. So, and the ball would be Satan or Satan's schemes. Mm-hmm. And so every time that Satan wanted to do something, he would just bump up against that bumper and it'd be like, nope, there's a Christian here standing with the truth. Mm-hmm. And so eventually he'll just go down into the chute and be game over. That kind of what I was thinking is, you know, let's have, you know, you might not want to run for office. It might be very intimidating, or you might think, I don't have name or I don't have money or anything. You can definitely volunteer once a quarter. And I'd actually like to defer to my counterpart, Gloria Tucker, because she actually does that in her community. And I'll let her talk about that real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, by all means.
The chapter lead, right?
No. So, the being on an advisory board.
Oh, the advisory board. Yes. Yeah. The advisory board is very, a lot of information. It's like, it's also something that all kinds of people are in the room. Like the one I'm on it's about 30 to 40 people. And I'm a business owner by day. And we get to find out before like the town finds out what's going on, like about the budgets. And this one is for the fire department. So it's about the budget. It's about how they're going to reach out to the community, and as simple as like how we're going to change the stoplights in the town as the, mm-hmm. you know, and I found out a lot about how the town operates too. And it actually gives you the information, the inside, before it's made public, right? Also, it also gives you the ins and outs how the government works, either mm-hmm. at a local level, in any parts of office, I would say. So I would encourage anybody listening, especially inside the church, to get involved. Get involved locally in your town, the commission, mm-hmm. School board. I know at our church we have two school board members that are on the school board in Martin County, and they're running again, so we are going to stand by them. So going back to what Dorothy was saying about, you know, running for office, I believe the church really needs not to shrink back, especially this time.
Absolutely.
In the times we are in, I believe we're in the end times. I mean, it's mm-hmm. something that we need to wake up the church about, mm-hmm. That the conservative, godly candidates, we can come behind them and get around them to run for office and give them the courage and edify and put them on that platform. Revival's here. Mm-hmm. This is the word I Amen. Hear all the time. Revival is here, and don't miss it. Just Amen. Don't miss yep. it. Get Amen. On the train.
God has put on my heart
yes.
that he's raising up a remnant people.
Yes, yes.
And yeah. that's the people that are going to be sitting on these boards.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
He's definitely challenged
and,
us to
and
that.
This is how we feel about For Liberty and Justice. It's like a family, actually. Mm-hmm. It's like we have a church family. To me, For Liberty and Justice, it's like a family. As we come together like-minded, standing, you know, along with our pastors, doing God's work, actually. Amen. It really is God's work.
So can Absolutely. I give you, can I give somebody, if anybody's listening and they're like, I never knew about those advisory boards, the easiest way you can do that for your county mm-hmm. is to get on your county's website mm-hmm. and just look for it. And if you mm-hmm. don't, just call in mm-hmm. because they will, your commissioners or whoever, how your county is structured, they will walk you through that. That was what happened with me. Somebody was kind enough, one of the staff aides to one of the commissioners, she was able to walk me through that. Mm-hmm. So in Martin County, mm-hmm. you just get on Martin County, you look at the commissioners, you look at the advisory boards that are out there and that are open. And you can look at all the different ones. So in your county, go to your county's website, mm-hmm. Look for your commissioners or whatnot. And if you can't find the committees or advisory boards, just call them.
Right. And we do on our Wednesday Live program, if there's any, we get notifications from the Martin County about all of the available openings on all these commissions and I mean, the groups, the advisory groups, and we will report those. The person in Martin County to contact is Donna Gordon. She's at the administrative offices. The number there is 772-288-5400. And I believe her email is dgordon@martin.fl.gov, I think is how it goes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's,
I think you're right.
That's the contact person mm-hmm. there. And we always urge people, hey, look, maybe God's calling you to bring some godly input into the government, how it works at the county level. I got to throw quickly in here. Just we've here at WCNO and many of our live programs, when we can, and today is one of those days we can. We're talking about God wants His people to be involved in government, and the government that we live in, the culture that we live in this case, America, particularly. And some people over maybe the last several decades, I don't know how far back we want to go, that incrementally the church has withdrawn from the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up hiding in our buildings and waiting for God yep. to do something.
Yep.
And, you know, God is certainly doing something, but Scripture tells us, and God never changes, by the way, If some of you have thought, well, that's news. No, it's true.
For that. Yeah.
God never changes. Amen. The word immutable comes to mind. We change, and it's important that we do, because we need to change in light of how God wants us to be, who he wants us to be. But if you're a Christian person, if you claim to be born again, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then if you go back to Matthew 28:16-20, you can align your ministry and mission life and attitudes with what Jesus says the church needs to do, because it's right there. It says, go forth. Therefore, he says, I have all the authority. Jesus said, all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Amen.
Now, implicit in the next verse is that he's giving it to his disciples when he says, go forth into all the world, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them what I have commanded you to do. And lo and behold, I will be with you until the end of the age.
That is a huge statement.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because it's there.
Matthew 28. Yeah.
So when I go to the polls, I'm doing what Jesus said. I'm bringing my Christianity to the polls. Before that, I'm bringing my Christianity to study who's running for office and what they represent. Okay, that's part of my job. It's a calling on me. And to be honest with you, I don't have a choice if I want to serve Jesus. I don't, and neither do you. That was my soapbox.
No, I love it, because let me jump off on that for just a second. Is when in that he says make disciples. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think, just go out there and have somebody say the salvation prayer and get them saved and get into heaven. But we're talking about discipleship. And so part of what For Liberty and Justice does is we actually disciple folks. Mm-hmm. We give them, we have curriculum, biblical citizenship out of Patriot Academy, Rick Green. Mm-hmm. And he teaches us what a lot of our history books have been stripped out of.
That's right.
You know what? You cannot teach about George Washington and not say that he was a godly man. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what's happened is they have tried to make us believe that the founding fathers were deists, that basically they did not believe in a sovereign God.
No.
That is not true.
No.
It is absolutely the exact opposite. Yeah. These men and women were willing, in the Declaration of Independence, it says, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to each other. They
right.
knew that when they signed on that dotted line that they were committing treason in the world's eyes, but they were being faithful to God in that moment.
They Amen. Weren't just committing treason. They were signing their own death sentence.
They were, right. absolutely, yeah. without 100%. And so we are being taught through this biblical citizenship what it is to actually be a citizen of the United States with our biblical godly values and what our heritage is, which has been stripped out. Woodrow Wilson, one of our presidents back in the 40s, specifically said, I want to strip all mention of God out of our society. And then look what happened 20 years later. Prayer is taken out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see how confused these children are, you know, fast forward 50 years later. It's so sad because, again, we're not looking at following God because of check marking the box and just saying, okay, I'm a good person and doing what he's asking us to do because it's just black and white. It's because there's value to the way that God has designed our lives. And whenever you talk about the Great Commission is what we're talking about in Matthew 28 there, those scriptures that you recited there, he says, go and tell them also everything that I've commanded. We need to be taught.
Yeah.
So John Jay, who was our very first Chief Justice, he says every citizen should be reading the Constitution, be studying the Constitution, and be teaching the Constitution to the next generation
so that
we will know and perceive when our rights are being violated and then go out, defend, and assert our rights.
Yep.
Yeah. That is one of the very first men who understood what this government was about, the experiment that they had going on.
Yep.
And, you know, to your point, too, and I'm going to drag Pastor Jan into this in a second. when you were talking about what is the minimum that we should be doing, we should be minimally voting our godly values. Our pastors have stood, and specifically Pastor Jan has put together voter guides for our county and for the neighboring counties, because we're right on 95. Mm-hmm. And so we border a couple of different counties. So we speak to those different counties. But the point is that when you're doing this, it's not just about voting anymore. Mm-mm. I mean, do you realize that less than 30% of our population votes?
Yep, that's correct.
So it's not just about, okay, well, hey, in Florida, let's just talk about Florida because that's where we're at, mm-hmm. and this is where it's going to be broadcast to. We have about 1.4 million overage of Republicans, and this isn't about Republican and Democrat. Mm-hmm. I want to be very clear about that. I am not about a party.
Yeah.
But we also know that one party is more aligning with godly values at this
it's
time.
It's about conservative values.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So we have a little bit more of that. So, but it's fine to have those registered. That's okay, 1.4 million more registered. Great, wonderful. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go out and vote, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We have primaries coming up. Most people don't know that the primaries are school boards are mm-hmm. voted on. Judges are voted on. So if you're an independent, you're thinking, well, I don't want to be a Republican. I don't want to be a Democrat. That's fine.
Good.
There was a time where I did that too because I didn't want to be party affiliated.
Right.
As an independent, you still need to come out in the primaries because we're considered a primary state, a party state, where you can only vote for the candidates that are running for the commissioners or the state or federal. I don't know about federal. I'll take that back. But I do know if you are an independent, you can still get a ballot for your school board and your judges. That's important for you to come out. But I wanted Pastor Jan to talk about how they've been metabolizing the church even before this organization came about. This has been something that's been a true passion of hers. And it really started when the COVID movement were telling us to shut down churches. So as pastors, they had to make that decision. So I'll let you talk about that.
Yes, it did start with that. It started during COVID when we heard that the local mayor that our church was located in wanted to come in and shut us down because we were, as far as I knew, the only church in the area opened. We were fully opened. We would have invited him in. He did not show up, but we started going to county commission meetings, and what we saw just scared me. I mean, it was a terrible feel, and it was a terrible strong pull and need to be involved. There were so many demonic things happening in the feel there, and I was like, we do not have good, really godly government officials fighting for us and standing for us, standing on biblical principles. So we saw the kids being held out of school, and many parents saw what was revealed through that. So we got to see more. We started attending the school board meetings, which you know because we were involved. We had someone at our church start the first Moms for Liberty chapter, which we started, and that was very successful. But we saw so much was revealed, and we stood. And we gathered an army. Those meetings were contentious. And it was all heartbreaking, but it drove us to get involved. So what I would say in a heartbeat as a pastor, and my husband and I were on early on when Ann helped start this over a year ago, our passion is for the church. And my personal belief is if the church were preaching the kingdom of God, which is government, in Genesis 1 and 2, He gave us the earth to rule over. He said, subdue it and rule over it. And just as he did in Matthew and gave us our commandments of what to do, it started in the very beginning. And what we don't occupy, the enemy invades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. And if you have to take a break, just tell me and cut me off.
In about a minute.
Okay.
Give us a minute.
So that's what's happened, and that's where we're at. And unfortunately, I believe most pastors have bought that lie, and I believe a lot of it is because they don't know even maybe what the kingdom of God is.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And how to teach it. Please, pastor, learn what the kingdom of God is and how to teach it. If you can't teach God's government, that's man's God. That's where we occupy it. Where else are we going to occupy it? In outer space?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That means here on earth.
Yep.
Amen.
So spiritually and physically. So we're not doing our job. Pastors must learn. My husband has taught it. You know, he spoke at the 300 people down in Palm Beach last fall, and I thought it was going to be 300 pastors. There were maybe a handful of pastors there. It grieved my heart. Mm. So if you're a pastor, please learn and get involved. But if you're a parishioner, you know, congregant, activate your church. You can still do this without, you know, getting your church getting involved. If they're not ready yet, talk to your pastor. Tell them it's very simple. It's biblical. We can help show them how. There is nothing contentious or out of order in our church. It is the most peaceful. There's so much unity. There's no division in our church about this stuff. So this can be done very well and easily in the church. So
I can also say it's preached by the on the pulpit, from the pulpit too. So
we can help. We can help guide anyone. And that's what For Liberty and Justice provides, the tools. It's the toolbox with every little part that they need. And I know you're going to announce it at the end to come this Sunday night at 5 o'clock at Revive Church, because we're going to show them how. And that's so important. Just come observe.
Amen. Yeah. Let's take a little break and we'll pursue these thoughts when we come back.
Yep. Amen.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Welcome back. Yeah, I got us derailed here in the studio. Oh my gosh, this is so very exciting what we're talking about, and we are back. And I wanted to say, listeners, some of you may say, I want to call in and ask a question, and you can do that. We have someone here to answer the phone. The number to call, 772-221-1100. And they're running a special on twos and ones and zeros that day. 772-221-1100. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. We'll encourage you to make that quickly, and then we'll either respond to it or move on.
Yep.
Okay, back
to
it.
I'd like to kind of pick up where Pastor Jan was talking about before the break. You know, it was explained to me in a very concise manner that a lot of pastors are afraid or don't know exactly what to do, or maybe they have people in their congregation that are wanting to get involved and they might not feel equipped or, you know, ready to be able to speak to that. And, or they might be afraid of, like, what kind of Pandora's box am I going to open up if I start talking about this, or I allow some folks to kind of go down that road. Pastor Todd, my pastor, Pastor Jan's husband, he just recently put out there a little, it's out on YouTube. If you Google For Liberty and Justice and Todd Mozingo, you'll find it. It's about a 1 minute little video vignette that kind of explains this for pastors. Here's the thing. Let me go back to how I started this sentence out, or this thought process out, with how it was explained to me, is it is a way for pastors and churches to kind of dip their toe into this spiritual fight, to kind of start to understand exactly who we are as the church, what we're called to do, and what does that look like in the governmental arena or in culture. We want to be reformers of culture. We want to speak to the issues that are that our families are facing, that our children are facing, that moms and dads are facing. A lot of us grandparents are like, hey, I'm starting to see this go a different way. What can I do? We have small groups. We have these nights of actions quarterly mm-hmm. where we gather the community together. We worship. We intercede. We hear strategies on how we can impact the culture. Mm-hmm. And so we have pastors and churches that are affiliated with the National Faith Advisory Board. A lot of people have heard of that. It's out of the faith, the White House, out of the faith office, Paula Kane, mm-hmm. Paula White Kane. And so this is a tool. This is resources that pastors can have to start to understand, get on Zoom calls and things like that to start to educate themselves. Mm-hmm. And then for Liberty and Justice is the toolbox or the way that you can start to do this. Mm-hmm. So maybe you just maybe want to do a biblical citizen 8-week course, bring it in on a Sunday evening or Wednesday night and just show it to your congregants, right? And it's going to teach them what our founding fathers believed, how they believed, why they did what they did, and how our government was formulated, mm-hmm. and how they wanted to pass the baton onto every mm-hmm. generation yep. subsequently. So mm-hmm. it's our generation to pick it back up, to pick it up. So that's a way to do it. Maybe you want to do a chapter like what we did. We went all in. The ladies here with me, Pastor Jan, Gloria, myself, as well as others, Anne, who is on the program, she also has a governmental mantle as well. Mm-hmm. We went all in on, we know we want to impact our community, we want to impact our culture, and we want to make sure that we are stewarding what the Lord has given us. I've heard that God chose the Jewish people in that nation. We are the only nation that ever got to choose God. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. get to choose. Mm-hmm. We, the people, get to choose. And we are the people. And mm-hmm. our voice as the church should be the loudest.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And this is an these are times, interesting times we live in. They're blessed times, really, because the blessing moves, the blessing flows because of the times we're living in, which is they're challenging. And there's a lot of demonic activity in our culture, and it challenges Absolutely. The church at every angle. And we have to be present. We have to say, God, how do you want me to deal with that?
Yeah.
And when it comes to government and issues and getting the church getting involved, I don't know. And, of course, I haven't studied every movement that's like this within the church. But I'm just saying, I don't know of any movement like for Liberty and Justice that offers the tremendous this toolbox you're talking about. Mm-hmm. A tremendous opportunity to learn and to grow into people that are taking God into the government, taking God into the culture. I think it's crucial people be prayerful about getting involved. I want to ask you, the night of action, if you could talk about that for a minute in terms, you know, the who, what, when, where, and why of it, because we have many listeners that are within driving distance of Revive Church, and I think God is speaking to some of them right now
yeah.
about looking in. At least putting that one toe into the water, seeing what it's all about, right. seeing where they want to go with it.
So you might not want to start a chapter, but maybe you want to start a small group in your church, within your community. That's great. We'll help support that. We have folks coming up from Broward County. We know that there's several people coming up. We know there's some people coming from Indian River coming down. We even have spoken to people clear out in Orlando. I don't know which county that is off the top of
Orange.
My head. Orange.
Orange,
yes. Orange. So yes, it's a great opportunity for folks to come and see what it's all about. We do have a guest speaker, John Arroyo. He's a retired captain, U.S. Army, served 20 years. He was a survivor of the Fort Hood shooting that happened back in April of 2014. And he just has a great testimony. But we are talking about the cultural issues of our day at this time, too. Not only do we worship, intercede for the Lord, but we're talking about these real everyday challenges that we're seeing and hearing about. And we want to give real value to folks when they come. Mm-hmm. We don't want another program just to say that we have another program. There's we don't want to have just another event to say, okay, great, get all, you know, happy, get mm-hmm. all cheered up and act. We want people to be actionable activation.
Right.
I know that's kind of like a double entendre there, but it's really about getting people involved mm-hmm. in how real practical ways to do that. But understanding it's a spiritual battle. So we have pillars. Mm-hmm. We have partner organizations that come alongside, and we help support them, and they support us. We have partner churches in our community, because this isn't about just Revive in Martin County. This is about the church. So we're talking about all the churches that are represented in Martin County. Mm-hmm. And we would love to see these small groups get implemented in every single one of these churches in our community. And then we come together quarterly at a night of action. So that's the who, what, when, and how. Mm-hmm. Is we get together, we pray, and then we talk about the cultural issues, and we get people avenues of how to get plugged in so that they know how they can be activated in their area.
Go ahead. I'm very excited that there are some churches that are doing something like this. Mm-hmm. And that's been awesome. The one difference that we have seen with this, and the reason we chose to go with this, is they had a replicatable program.
Mm-hmm.
A toolbox, literally with tools. You could start with one simple. And I just invite them to come out this night of action and observe. Just see what it is and put your toe in the water just to see and know what you can do. We need something replicatable, and it is connected with all those other big ministries that are out there doing things, so that we're not all doing rogue things that are not working together. We're all doing one thing that is working together. And our goal is to be in 67 counties in Florida. We were the first chapter in Florida, so very successful. Thank you, Dorothy, Gloria, Ann, and everybody that's been involved. You've done amazing. But this, and we just happen to be the church in this county that's doing it. But all the churches are invited to be involved, because they can do things and mobilize their individual churches appropriately.
Can I give you another picture that the Lord gave me?
Sure.
If you were on a battlefield, think Civil War, and you're standing looking at your enemy across the way, and the way that they would have it at that time is you would build a line. And your commanding officer would say, whatever you do, hold the line.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it break. Because we know that if it broke, the enemy would come in, isolate those people, and pick them off.
Yep.
So to Pastor Jan's point is, we want to lock arms with other organizations. Mm-hmm. That might be your lane, but we're all walking across that field together.
Yes.
And we've got to hold the line.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. Yeah. We have to do this together in unity. And of one accord. And so, as Pastor Jan was saying, pastors, you know, if there's any pastors that are listening, or maybe you're a leader, a ministry leader in your church, and you can speak to your pastor, you have his or her ear, you know, this is about bringing a toolbox to the table that you can pick and choose what helps you, or where you want to start, or what your comfort level is, but it's a way to bring it that it's very organized. You will have all the support. Not only did the organization, which is headquartered out in Texas, they came, they did everything. They supported us all the way. We met with them weekly prior to our
for a year.
Mm-hmm. Prior to our launch,
they made sure
we still meet with them on a regular basis. From that, I was actually the chapter lead. The leadership was myself, Pastor Jan, and Ann, and we were the leads of that. Now, because it's grown so much, I've actually become the Southeast Regional Director, which is going to encompass all 11 states, all the way up to Maryland, all the way down here to Florida. And our goal is to get a chapter in every single one of those counties. There are 3,400 counties in the nation. So that's the goal.
That's a great goal.
It's a pretty big goal, but we know that this is the fight of our lifetime.
Yes.
And I want to be found faithful to the call that God has put on this generation.
If I could say one more thing to pastors or church members, all your pastor has to do is say yes. He doesn't, or she does not necessarily have to be involved so much as just to let someone in their church do it and activate it. So it doesn't have to be a distraction to them. All they have to do is say yes after proof.
So the last thing we want to do is be a burden.
Yes.
We just want to come alongside of what you're already doing, or what you feel that the Lord is calling you to do. They do everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here, meaning why we have the headquarters and the regional directors and the chapter leads and things like that, is we are not, as Pastor Jan said, which is a very good point, we're not we're not wanting to take away from what you're already doing. We're just wanting to come alongside of and help.
I also want to mention that they're in Texas, Florida, Hawaii, Washington State, Arkansas, or Oregon, and they're going to be launching one in Virginia. So it's already spreading in the U.S., these chapters.
And it's a simple, really simple way to, if you're wondering, okay, Dorothy, you've been talking about this toolbox, this organization, how do you get in touch? All you have to do is simply text Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, to 59090. So that's 59090. 59090 Liberty. And it will ask you if you want to join a chapter, start a chapter, you want to make a donation, which we would love to have support of so that we can do this further. That's another thing that they also do is from a financial standpoint, we're not a burden to the churches if you want to start this, because I know that's also a big question that pastors have. We don't have it in our budget. We can't take on another thing. We just can't do it. So if you cannot, we are kingdom minded. So we are pouring into the kingdom, and these local churches are kingdom, or these chapters are the kingdom. So we're going to take kingdom resources and help you with that. So again, it's text Liberty to 59090.
I need to make a correction. That wasn't Arkansas. It was Alaska.
Alaska.
Sorry about
close,
that.
Close, but
I wasn't close.
She was speaking prophetically.
Prophetically. Arkansas is going to be, but it's Alaska. Yes. So sorry.
Okay.
What I would say, this for liberty and justice is an anointed movement. Mm-hmm. I know this. You know this. And because of that, so God's in it. Mm-hmm. God has great plans for it. Mm-hmm. And so you need to know this so that have peace about, you know, being prayerful about it, asking God, what do you want me to do about it? And then at least, you know, the very least, on April the 12th, at this night of action at Revive Church, you can come and just be open.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And no one's going to put a bag over your head and drag you into a back room, you know, and beat you up. You know, they're going to give you a chance to make a decision, but informed decision.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things being in the community that I have seen with partner organizations as well, because we allow you to, we have CareNet, which speaks to the life of the unborn. Mm-hmm. They don't have a voice. We need to give them a voice.
Yeah.
We have other, just a whole plethora. I think we have like about, 21 different organizations that are going to be able to be in the room, and you can visit with them and see what they're doing.
They also, these organizations impact the community.
Yeah.
They impact the county. Like we have partner counties like St. Lucie County. We partner with them, Palm Beach County, surrounding counties, you know, people. This is not just for Martin County. I mean, this is to grow in other counties, like we said. But these particular organizations that we partner with really impact the county.
And they've been impacted by seeing what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like bringing, like we said, like that when I was saying hold the line and we're moving forward over and taking territory from the enemy. I think it was almost like when we started, they started to realize that we were a part of the community. We were here to stay. They were like, oh my gosh, wow, you guys are giving out great information. Mm-hmm. We didn't know. We could get involved. Mm-hmm. We can do this. Mm-hmm. We could be a part of that. Wow, we were trying to do this on our own, and now you guys are doing it. Mm-hmm. Or you guys got an organized, very clear vision of how to do this.
The other thing is, all these organizations are working together to help each other. We are working with the Young Republicans. There is such a huge group of young people out there, especially since Charlie Kirk, that is on fire. And who's going to mentor?
Yes.
Where are they
going
to go to be involved? They are asking to be involved. So if you don't have a place for them, this is what I would say to people. If your church, you know, isn't involved or isn't involved yet or interested, whatever, you come and get involved. This is a place that you can come and serve out your passion. We're one church, and we don't have enough people in our church to be elected for all the offices. They are sitting in other pews in other churches. So if you're that person with a governmental mantle or interest, come to this and at least get involved.
It's a great
for now.
That's a good point.
About 2 years ago, actually more than that, after the 2020 elections, national elections.
Mm-hmm.
God put it on my heart, and I've spoken to others that had similar guidance from the Lord to begin praying for righteous mm-hmm. people to run for office, for God to be raising up, and he's doing that, people to run for office. And we've had a few of those local people in our radio station here mm-hmm. on this program mm-hmm. and on Wednesday Live to interview them as to why, what was going on, why, what do they hear God saying, why they're running for office. And so I'm just, you know, making this very clear that even within the hearing of this program today, there are people listening in our vast listening area, and you're hearing this and you're a little uncomfortable. Because I'm telling you, God is speaking to you mm-hmm. now about running for a specific office.
Yep.
I don't know what. State, county, city, I don't know what. But God knows, and you're beginning to know. And now is the time, you know, really pray yep. into that.
Yeah, yep. And this is where we can really help you. We can come alongside of you and help mm-hmm. you with that whole process. Mm-hmm. In Texas, this started in 2021, so we're only 5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten 124 candidates into office out of like 140 some that we have, like what we call a friends and family list. We vet them. We don't endorse anybody, but we do put the voter guide out, or we say, hey, we've partnered with these mm-hmm. folks because we vetted them. We know that they will have godly values. Here's the other thing that we will do. We're asking you to go into the 10 enemies camp, into the enemy's territory.
Amen.
But you still need prayer.
Yeah.
We need to be showing up
yep.
to these school board yep. meetings. We will yes. we will cover you spiritually yeah. as well. We will make sure that not only as you walk this mm-hmm. as you're saying, hey, I know I need to run for office, or you know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Great. Then once you get there, you're gonna still need help.
Yeah.
Because the enemy doesn't want you there. And so we want you to know that you're still supported. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a school board meeting and there was maybe myself or one other person, maybe two. And I can't tell you how many times our school board members have looked out at the crowd because they have the naysayers. That's who mm-hmm. comes out to these school yep. board, the people yep, that have, you know, discord or yep. have issues.
Yep. Yep.
And you know what? They always have said to me, thank you for being there, because not only are you mm-hmm. a friendly face, but I know mm-hmm. that you're sitting there and you are praying for me
Amen.
And interceding
Amen.
And covering me
Amen.
In that moment. And that yeah. means the world to these folks that have mm-hmm. basically put themselves on the front line and put the target mm-hmm. on themselves
yes.
at times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to scare you. That's just to say, hey, listen, we need to do a better job
yep.
of mm-hmm. not only do you feel led and called to do this, but now we've got to support you
yep.
better. And that's what this whole program is about, really,
yep.
is to get those godly candidates out there, to speak to the cultural issues, to make the policies that
right.
Directly affect the people in our
yep.
communities, and then also to continue to hold their arms up, kind of like Aaron and Hur did with Moses.
Amen.
They're
Amen.
In the fight, and as long as Moses' hands were raised, they were
winning
the fight.
That's
and
right.
so we need the Aaron
yeah.
and the Hur
yep.
to come alongside,
yeah.
and we can do that.
Yep.
Amen.
And we just need to know how.
Yeah.
So this is that education and activation part.
As a pastor, I'd like to speak to other pastors that may be listening. You may wonder if your people are motivated to do something like this. The two things you need to teach them to understand is, don't just teach them about Jesus, teach them how to know Jesus.
Yeah.
That's very important. And the other thing is, spiritual warfare is a fact. We don't battle against flesh and blood. It's not a theory. It's not an ethereal thing that's out there. It's daily life, and you have to have your people understand that. You have to really get that deeply into them. And once you do, then they will get out there and be active in movements like this.
Be bold.
Mm-hmm. To
get
be
the bold.
Bold. We've got to be bold. We've got
yep.
to get on the front line.
That's right.
Exactly right.
And fight the good fight.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Nate Schatzline, who's a Texas representative. He's also a pastor out of Mercy Culture. This is where For Liberty and Justice came out of. And when he came and did our launch for our chapter last year, he said something so profound that it just resonates within me. If we don't stand up, if we are not the ones that hold the line, per se, there's no one else coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
yeah.
rescue. We're
yeah.
the rescue.
We are the
light. We are the church. That is what our purpose here on earth is until
Evil
Jesus comes back.
When good men do nothing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, it comes to me that thinking back to the founding of our nation and the state of the Christian church at that time, as God used Christian men and women, really, to shape and form this nation. If that church had stayed intact up to and through the 20th century, we would not have had Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have had the Supreme Court authorizing gay marriage. We would not have seen the tremendous takeover of our children for transgender issues, gender fluidity, all of that, all of those demonic lies. We would not see just so much in our culture today.
How about Islam?
Trying to take over America.
Oh, boy.
So what I see for liberty and justice is one of the ways, one of the great ways God is enabling this nation to be restored, to restore the church in our culture, to be the church.
That's right.
Of the same kind and nature as the church that founded, God used to found this nation.
We're the patriots
of today.
We are
being restored. Mm-hmm. Now, keep make a note of this.
Yes.
God is restoring us. And for liberty and justice is one of the anointed movements that God is using.
Absolutely.
To make that happen.
Amen.
Be a part of it.
Yep.
Amen.
We have a couple of minutes before we have to go. And I just, any last words?
I just want to remind folks that if they want more information, they can text LIBERTY to 59090. That's a way to get connected to us. And we'll make sure if you leave your information through that, you can do that. Maybe you are thinking, well, how can I support this ministry?
Mm-hmm.
You can also donate through that same LIBERTY at 59090.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that you're not alone out there, that there is a, like you said, mm-hmm. the remnant.
Mm-hmm.
We are in revival.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a Kairos moment where God is restoring. He's giving us grace and mercy to take back our country if we want it.
Yep.
And we, the people, get to decide that.
Amen.
But we have to have the pastors give the people the motivation to want the
country. What was it called? The Black Robe Regiment?
Black Robe Regiment.
Black Robe Regiment. They would stand in the pulpit, and then they would take that robe off and pick up arms and go out and fight.
Amen. Amen.
Dorothy, one of the reasons you were doing this and chosen to do this is because you were, one, faithfully going to every school board meeting and just sitting there and praying. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, women, men, whatever, out there that could just go to a school board meeting and sit and pray, but maybe they don't want to do it alone. So this is where you can gather with other people. Mm-hmm. Also, Nate in Texas was called to go into that office, and over the last year or two that he's been there, he's written some of the most conservative bills for Texas. It's so important. So
Amen.
It's important what each of us do.
I've been blessed with the opportunity once a month to go and do the invocation at the Stewart City Council.
Okay. Amen.
And,
so important.
And
they weren't doing that for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They weren't doing that for a while.
I know, but we started about 2 years ago, and I've got every first Tuesday for most of the year. Every first Monday, I'm sorry. They have two meetings, the second Monday of the month and the last Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. And I've got all the second Mondays.
I know we can't get into it, and we're at the very end, but church and state, we didn't even get to talk about that. That's such a misnomer of the separation of church and state.
It's not in the Constitution.
Nope.
It's not anywhere in there.
And here's the crazy thing is it comes from Thomas Jefferson writing a letter to the Danbury Baptist Convention, and most people think that Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution. He did not. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even in the country. He
that's
had
right.
nothing
that's
to do
right.
with our that's Constitution.
Right. That's right.
So and so you got to go back and you got to look at what the men and women that put that together, mostly men. I always throw the women in there because, because we were helping our husbands. We were saying, hey, honey, you need to put that in there. No, I'm just teasing.
The men wouldn't be there if it wasn't
That's true. We had to take care of the families, that's for sure.
The time is almost up. I just want to make sure people know how to find Revive Church, because that's where Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, this is where this night of action is going to be.
8851 Southwest Kansas Avenue, Old Kansas Avenue. It's
Stewart.
Just south in Stewart. It's just south of Canner off of 95.
And our website is reviveusnow.com. Reviveusnow.com.
And if you lost everything else, but just remember Revive Church in Stewart, you can Google.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And we will be back. And
we would love to.
Not sure when, but we got a date in process. So that'll be exciting. Thank you for tuning in today, for listening. God bless you. We'll be back next week.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.